I now have the singular pleasure of inviting Professor Alam Ahmed to deliver remarks from the World Association for Sustainable Development. Professor Ahmed, who currently teaches at the University of Sussex in the United Kingdom, is a well-known economist whose particular area of interest is knowledge and technology transfer for development. He has taught at several universities and institutions of higher education in the United Kingdom, India, Sudan, and the Middle East, and worked with various international organizations such as the United Nations, the European Community, World Food Programme, FAO, UNESCO, and UNICA, among others. The recipient of several international awards, his primary areas of research are on globalization and competitiveness, and the role of science and technology in achieving sustainable development. He is the founding president of the World Association for Sustainable Development. Professor Ahmed.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Your Honorable Stephen King, the Prime Minister of St. Lucia. Professor Clement, the Pro Vice Chancellor of the University of West Indies. Professor Dale Weber, the Director for Center for Marine Science, University of West Indies. And my fellow friend, I don't call her Dr. Gail because I said to her, once I use the word doctor, I start to make titles. Because she's a friend, she's a colleague, she's one of the founding members of WSD. She actually taught my students 3 years ago at the University of Sussex, so I don't know what I call you, but she's my friend. I think that's the best way to use her. First of all, let me express my deepest condolence and sympathy to all those who lost their life last 3 weeks. And I also hope those who are still missing, they will be reunited with their families as soon as possible. In the same theme, I would like just to see, or I think most of you who have been shuffled from the airport to their hotels, they have seen some of these disasters or some of these, of the remainings of the bridges which were broken. But I remember one thing, the driver who was driving me, he said to me, this is a bridge, one of the examples we have. It was, I think, at 7 p.m. This was broken last 3 weeks, but you can see people still walking. I remember the driver said to me, although it was massive, but people all put hand together, government, locals, and they recovered things within 2 days. And I think that's the very key lessons I will be taking back home, how people are so strong, the wisdom, the vision, how they are united to build their country within 2 days. They don't, the nature does not stop them from rebuilding their future. And I think, I hope I am not using a wrong word, but although it is a small island, small people, a number of people, but what I found here in these 2 or 3 days, the heart is very big. They have a very, they're huge heart here. People love each other. They are very strong to each other. They are very respected, very nice people. I would have missed this opportunity if I have listened to the British Airways advice or the British government foreign office advice. It is not safe, Alam, to fly to St. Lucia. And I said to them, I said to myself, 2 years ago, Gail Rigobert was at the University of Sussex. We invited her as a visiting scholar. When she was flying to start her visiting scholarship period with us at Sussex, that week we had a problem with one of my staff who is teaching in my course on international management. He was off sick. We were struggling to find a replacement. And came to my mind the background of Gail, international relations, and that guy, the course was international business. And I said to them, let me check with her. Gail, can you teach this subject? She's not coming to teach, she's coming to do research. She was in her route to London, or to Sussex. She said, yes, I will teach. And my colleague there, they were not convinced because they said, Alam, come on, how come we let people, how come is she going to be able to teach? I said to them, she will deliver the teaching, she will be on time. She came, I think on Saturday or Sunday, and she started teaching on Monday, something she was not planned for. And I think that in itself was the driving force behind all of us to wait for 2 and 3 years for St. Lucia to hold this conference. Because originally the idea was this conference should have taken place 2008, am I right? Or 9. And then for some reasons, they were hosting another conference at the university, so we have to delay it. But the message came to us last year in Bahrain from her pro vice chancellor. He sent us a video, nice message. And Gail, they said, we will deliver a good conference. What I have seen so far, they have not delivered a good conference, but I think outstanding conference. They have been outstanding. And I'm sure we're still going to enjoy much of what is going around us. I'm not going to talk too much about the theme because she did that, and our keynote speaker will also highlight that. But I just want to bring to you what we do at WASD. And the World Association for Sustainable Development launched in 2003 with a conference in London. That's where we were founded. And then we start going around from year to year. 2004, we went to, you can see Gail here, you can see her. That was 2004 in Edinburgh, in Scotland. Then 2005, we went to University of United Arab Emirates, in Al Ain, in United Arab Emirates. 6, we went to University of Nablus, Italy. 7, we went to University of Brisbane in Australia. 8, we went to University of Ahliya in Bahrain. And 2010, we are here in San Lucia, having the privilege of the support of the Prime Minister and the University of West Indies. What we are trying to achieve by traveling so much, yes, we like holidays, but what I always say to people, I never enjoyed holiday. I can see people lying on the beach yesterday, and I can't even go and sit next to them. People think we travel so much. Oh, you know all. I said to them, no, I don't know. I have been to all these places, but I'm locked in hotels. And whenever we finish, we fly back. But we want to come to local destinations to see how people are actually tackling global issues. We believe strongly sustainable development can only be achieved if we all work together from a global perspective, but actions has to have been on the ground, like what this we have seen in San Lucia in the last 2 or 3 days, or the last 2 weeks. So that's one thing why we want to come here, to see how the locals are contributing to achieve a global sustainable development. The future is not for our kids in the UK or in Africa or in India, it's for everyone. And that's why we said to the British Airways advice, no, we are going to St. Lucia. If they are having trouble there, we should have it together. So I want to tell you, Prime Minister, we are all in this together. You are not alone here. Now, the second thing, we believe strongly science and technology can play a critical role in development. Not theoretically, not in textbook, but critically. And we also have the honor, we have Professor Desai from India. I'm sure you're going to listen to him. One of distinguished people from India, a well-renowned person in science and technology policy. He will be talking to us and many others. Last night, I was having dinner with one of our young participant, Jackson. He's from MIT. He's looking into issues to do with how the diaspora can contribute to science and technology, and so on and so forth. So that's what we believe. We believe science and technology can contribute to achieve sustainable development. The second thing also we want to clarify by doing these conferences, we have managed in the last 7 years to establish not a new body of knowledge in this area, but to tell people, individuals, academics, policymakers, sustainable development is not just about the environment. 8 years ago, one of my students doing a research, she was looking around, what do you understand by sustainable development? And people in my own town in Brighton, they said to her, oh, to do with CO2, carbon dioxide, climate change. But that's not sustainable development. Sustainable development should be seen as a multidisciplinary process with all politicians, engineers, public sectors, health, and anthropologists. All these people should work together. Because no matter what you do, if it's still people going to throw plastic bags, you come to the same web or the same cycle. So we try to bring disciplines across all fields to work together to try to see how they can achieve sustainable development. And the theme of this conference, you can see it. Gail talked about it in length, and I'm sure we're going to explore this during the next 2 or 3 days. It's slightly different from other themes we have done in the last 6 years. In one of our themes, 2004, we discussed the role of academic and research institutions in achieving sustainable development. In 2008, in Brighton, we discussed how science and technology can help to achieve sustainable development, and so on and so forth. Sometimes we talked about the role of trade and technology in achieving sustainable development, because they all have to come together. The website is there. I will not talk too much, but in addition to the conference, we publish different journals. They are working on the website, and it's not really up to now because they're working on it. But on this website, we have journals. We still have two that are not mentioned there. And because the nature of the multidisciplinarity of what we're discussing require different themes, science, technology, entrepreneurship, and so on. And we also, this outlook, I can tell you, you can go and browse it, it's become well-received textbook all over the world. Whatever top universities, MIT, you can go and find it there. And I'm sure you'll see this in 3 months somewhere. Cambridge, you'll find it. Oxford, London School of Economics, McGill University in South Africa, it is there. Just browse it. And I think it's been popular because it brings all these disciplines together. And I can see that the bias in this conference this year, there's so many papers on diaspora and migration, which thanks to our colleague there, Professor Keith, of bringing all this new spirit to the theme of sustainable development, how the diaspora brain circulation. And I just told him last night, I'm just flying. Last week we were in Sweden, in Gothenburg and Jönköping University, discussing in a major European Union workshop the possible role of the diaspora in achieving sustainable development. So what Professor Keith is doing in his center is currently the new thinking by the European Union. The UNESCO, I told him, there is a chair called technology transfer. This is what people are thinking. Let's try a new approach. Let's try to make use of this diaspora. A Jamaican living in the UK, he studied there, how he can transfer knowledge. But don't miss the point here, because we also have a UK or American who are in different places. We have a large population of British working in United Arab Emirates. They're also transferring knowledge, and they will transfer knowledge back to the UK. Don't take it, we are the developed transferring knowledge to the developing countries. No, we all learn from each other. We are not transferring from the, I don't want to use the word north or developed, but we're all learning from each other. So the diaspora could be a British working in Africa, transferring knowledge back to the UK, and so on. Just another thing quickly, we have the privilege over the last 8 years to have politicians involved with us. We have the Honorable Prime Minister clearly supporting this conference because he believes on the theme, the importance of what we're doing. Last year, we have the Prime Minister of Bahrain. The year before, we have the Minister of ICT, the first ICT minister in Africa from Uganda. We also had the Mayor of Brighton. We had the Minister of Higher Education in the United Arab Emirates, and so on and so forth. Importance to bring politicians with into these particular themes. Just quickly, we managed last year. I think we are the only, I don't want to say the only, but it might be a little bit exaggerating, but I think we are one of the few international organizations. I can tell you, we make this promise last year, and I can tell you we fulfill it. Our all publications are free of charge, available here. You can download them. We made this confirmation last year. You can just go. You can go to download. But you have to understand, it requires too much of time, IT, to do that. You just click on any journals, you can see it, and it is free of charge, available to anyone. What we realized over the last 10 years, people charging so much money of what we produce, so we managed to do it. Any article here, you can see it. Even that special issue girl was, you just click it and it will download. There's no password, nothing. We also managed to get, you built up an expert director. You can see it here, and I will encourage you to go and just straight, you can put your details there. And I think with the support of the government here and all the sponsors, which we are grateful to their support, the university, we have managed to get many people sponsored this year. Not only just from the islands or the Caribbean, but also from outside. We have people supported to come to this conference receiving WAS sponsorship. And whenever I say WAS sponsorship is actually coming from the local here. From the local, from the sponsors, from the government. So the government of San Lucia and the university and all these sponsors are the ones who support all of you who have come here. That is the beauty of what we're doing. We're getting people to help each other to work, whether they are in West Indies or in San Lucia or in the UK and so on. I would like to also just say a few words. There's many hardworking people behind this conference. And I know Gail will do that, but there's so many people behind this, working outside, doing the camera. We came here yesterday, there were people making the final steps and preparation. I am very grateful to everyone who contributed. Our track chairs, program chairs, conference, everyone who have contributed to the success of this conference. It's a huge work. And also, is more specifically, to those who contributed by their research output, which they're going to share with us, whether they're presenters, chairs, whoever it is. So I would like to thank you all for your support for WAST. We don't know where we're going next year, not because we don't have, because we have three hosts waiting for us to say which one, which way. It's a privilege now. We have two, three people fighting to host WAST next year. But we are very keen, definitely, to not be in the West Indies or the Caribbean, not because we don't like here, but because we want to go to another place. So our colleagues and friends here, they will also join us in going to another place. Just one last word, I keep saying it every conference we go. Conference is not about the proceeding or about the papers you present. Conference about friendship, about networking, about knowing others. So please remember that. Try to maximize your network. You will present your paper, you will have a CD including your paper, you will have a printed copy sent to you in the post, and you will see. But make sure you do your presentation on time, so you have much more time to go to the beach, to the sun, because that's where we really know people. You wouldn't know people in this inside the room. I want you to enjoy the coffee break as much as possible so you can talk to other people. Don't miss lunch, don't miss dinner. Don't rush to the lunch. You can rush to the session. I have to be careful here. But the lunches, the dinners, try to know more people. And one last thing, try to actually know more other people which you haven't met. So whoever flown with you from your university, try not to sit with him for another 2-3 days. Don't sit with your boss. He's with another person you don't know. So you can maximize. And business cards, we all have business cards. These business cards are for us to network. They're not here to stay in our pockets. So before you say hello, pass on your business card. I wish you a pleasant conference. Enjoy San Lucia. I have been told it's the most beautiful place on earth. This is my colleagues in London. Everyone was, oh, you're going to San Lucia. What? How long are you going to stay there? When I told them it's 4 days, oh, Alam, really? I said to him, yes. Because I'm going for work. Alam, you don't go to San Lucia for work. You go and enjoy yourself. Really, whoever is having more time, please enjoy San Lucia. It's a brilliant, beautiful place. And finally, thank you all guests here. I wish you a pleasant conference. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Professor Ahmed, for your interesting and positive message from the World Association for Sustainable Development.